Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
B. Mitch and Fenley, 106.7 The Fan. Appreciate everybody out there. If you're driving around in the snow listening to us, listen on the podcast, if you listen on one of the apps, if you chill on the YouTube stream, if you're watching on Monumental Sports Network, I got this dope Caps hat on. Wherever you are, we appreciate you. It's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Ask B. Mitch Anything, of course, brought to you by Collars & Co. I believe Brian is wearing a Collars & Co. Merino wool button-down right now. That's a nice shirt, man.
Three button.
Those are nice. It's soft. Now, real question. Do you wear an undershirt with that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't wear undershirt with anything.
Ever?
I don't like undershirts. Never did. I get hot, but I don't like stuff to make me hot.
You're hot-blooded. Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Kevin Seifert's going to join us a little over 20 minutes. So if you got a question for B, get it in now. Can I start? Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Go ahead.
I was shocked that was Lauryn Hill on the World Cup draw.
I was shocked too, because I'm just keeping my thoughts to myself.
I will too.
She didn't look like herself to me.
So when Jeff said it, I was like, what? But then in the aquarium, they had the audio up. And as soon as I heard her voice, it was her. Like, right. Her voice is...
Is this thing running on time? Because if Lauryn there, was she supposed to produce...
Is she at the Kennedy Center, or did she perform somewhere else?
That looked like the whole Kennedy Center right there to me.
I don't... Who's this woman speaking now? I don't know either. The first event of this incredibly drawn-out World Cup draw thing that would have had me interested would be to see Lauryn Hill perform. That would be cool.
If you would have recognized her.
Well, yeah. Fair. All right, Toothpick's been on the line. Let's get to Toothpick.
What up, Pick?
Hey, what's good, B. Mitch? What's good, JT? I'm sorry, the Grinch.
take it easy, dog.
Well, listen, so my son is 22 in the Air Force, and he came to me and told me something that, you know, he got away with as he was a younger kid, right? I was like, wow, I wonder what B. Mitch got away with, because he lives that great life. So, B. Mitch, tell me something that your parents probably don't know that you got away with. That ain't going to get you in trouble now.
I didn't do anything wrong when I was young.
I doubt
Are you
that.
Kidding
I was,
me?
I was always on the up and up. Man, I can't tell you stuff I got away with right now.
I tell you
in person. I can't say that over air.
I got you. I got
like
you.
Little
I got
stuff.
You sure.
Like, I grew up across the street from a golf course, and golf balls would break our windows all the time. So when I broke a window in the house playing baseball, I just told my dad it was a golf ball. Stuff like that. My dad's now in heaven. Right. You can say these things.
I didn't live by a golf course, JP.
You lived on a farm.
Yeah, and I didn't tell my dad that I gave that red rooster that gunpowder.
There you go.
And I didn't tell him I shot it with the pellet gun after he gave me the got me, dog.
I don't know what the hell that's.
The rooster lost his mind and attacked me
Did
one
it
day.
Have the spur?
So I shot him. And he thought something
story.
Else happened to him. So.
There you go, Pick.
Yeah. I got away
B's
with
out
that
here
one.
Shooting roosters. The next rooster we shoot should be the one down the hall. Thank you, Pick. Ben is in Bethesda. Benny, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, here in Bethesda, all the kids play youth soccer. I don't know in the Bayou of Louisiana, but I want to see if Brian played soccer growing up, if he was any good, if he thinks he could have been a pro maybe at soccer, and if he's going to watch the World Cup.
Nah, thanks, soccer guys. Didn't exist in my town when I was growing up.
Really?
No, everybody played no soccer.
What about in high school?
High school, no.
There was not a soccer team?
I played
team?
Football, basketball, baseball, I ran track. Is it?
But at the school.
We had no soccer at our school.
Really?
No, dog.
Mm-mm. When did that change?
I don't know if they got soccer at my school now.
They've got to.
I don't know if they do. I've never
seen. Plaquemine High School,
I've
right?
never seen soccer at my high school.
Is it Plaquemine High School?
Yeah.
That in the year 2025, to not have soccer would be wild.
Why does everybody got to have soccer?
I think it's.
You going to watch the World Cup, Brian?
I'm going to watch some games, yeah. I think down south, like, they never put the emphasis on soccer and lacrosse and all that like they do it over here. Look, football is big down there.
I get
we
that.
We put 8-year-olds in the shoulder pads and let them knock each other out. We don't sit up here and worry about stuff. We go for it.
All right, so just doing a little research on this, I have landed at the Iberville Parish School District website.
Okay.
And for athletics, I guess there's 4 high schools in Iberville Parish. Is that where you grew up?
St. John's is there, I know for sure.
Maybe it's 4 public ones then?
Well, St. John's is in high school? And I went in Plaquemine. I know we got Plaquemine. We got Plaquemine, probably White Castle.
It looks like there's East, North Iberville, Plaquemine, and White Castle.
White Castle.
So... I can't say this means they don't have soccer.
You don't see nothing about soccer, do you?
On the high school athletic schedules, the only schedules that are available for the 4 high schools in your home parish, football and volleyball.
Mm. they had volleyball when I was there, but basketball, football, track, baseball.
Was the basketball rims peach baskets too?
No. I bet you can't go down there and play with nobody down there.
Okay.
Hey, Jeff, we probably wouldn't have gave you no basketball shoes, just like you didn't get no helmet.
Self-check.
I will punish everybody at this radio station in basketball, for sure.
Yeah, you'll punish everybody in everything,
Ant's pretty
Jeff.
Good, dude.
He'll
punish everybody in everything at this station. I'm just waiting to punish him one day. That's all he
might realize.
When we
go
on that
do,
bike,
dude?
I am going to punish
you. Oh, I know you are, but I'm not scared. That's
no,
the thing.
No, I don't want
I'm
you
not
to be
scared.
Scared, but I'm telling you, I'm going to do it so... So just rudely till you gonna be like, damn man, I didn't know I was that damn bad.
That I believe.
I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna lap you. I'm gonna talk to you. Leave you. Come back again.
I'm just gonna shoot my jokes off. I'm gonna be all right.
I got a question. I got a question for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Brought to you by Collars & Co. I think Jeff's doing a bit, but there is a mathematical possibility that the Commanders could still make the playoffs.
There is.
When you're in the locker room, when you're a player in a lost season, how much attention do you pay to those scenarios?
None. Just think about that game at hand, and you try to think about the next one when you get to it.
But, is that different when you're really good and you're trying to figure out like winning the division, getting a bye?
When we were really good, I told you before. Monty Coleman was like, we're 1-0. All we worry about is the game coming up next. Win that game. He didn't let you much get to thinking about it in the first half, second half. Second half, he was talking about what you got to do. Focus on right now. And we were at 11-0, and we still wasn't sitting up here having an opportunity to think because Monty kept being checked. When you got 25-inch arms, you got to listen to that dude.
Monty Coleman played
16 years,
215 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. All for the Skins, man. Mm-hmm. One organization. Not enough dudes do that. Landfill submitted a question. We hope Landy's feeling all right and didn't have the driving snow flu.
I think Aunt Landfill had the, what did he say he had?
A stomach bug.
He had a snomic bug.
All right, B. Landfill sent this in. He wanted me to ask.
Oh, Lord.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
According to a poll, not only do most Americans believe aliens exist, but a good chunk of them think aliens have visited Earth. Where do you land? So I had my big high school guys dinner the other night. I told you this. And there were, I'll say there were 14 people because I think the room sat 14 and every seat was full. And these are dudes I've known, I mean, 30 years, 35 years in some cases. Everyone's married. Everyone at least has been married. There might be some divorces in there, whatever.
Damn, Jay.
every dude in there was married to a woman or is married to a woman.
And they think they are aliens?
What one of the guys said, based on statistics, at least one of the dudes in this room is gay, and there's a good chance one of the dudes in this room is an alien. Now, I have no idea what the statistics say, but it was kind of interesting when you start thinking and looking around. You're like,
first of all, Jay, if all the guys grew up with you and they made that comment, I wouldn't let it sway me one bit because all of y'all crazy. And y'all probably were having this conversation after some sips.
We are sipping,
so,
for sure.
Nah, man, because like the person that's probably saying one of these, he probably was the most tipsy of all of them.
Well, let's get back to Landfill's original question. Do you believe in aliens, B?
No. Like space aliens? No.
Yeah, space alien.
No. I think that somebody has very, very good imagination and came up with some stuff and they keep moving on. Yeah, like,
what do you make of all the UFOs and stuff?
I think, I really believe a lot of times we see the UFOs and all the stuff like that. It's our government and other governments doing stuff and those lights get seen and they tell us, oh, it's something from another country, another world, okay? I think it's just us doing a lot of crap.
Jeffrey, I think you're our foremost alien expert. Do you have any
thoughts? He's going to go hang out with him.
I don't know, bro. It's like I wouldn't count it out, but it's like when you look into history and you see like all these beings that the people before us put on, in like these hieroglyphs and stuff, how do you make that out? Like, I don't know. I think it's a strong possibility they could be here. That's just me, though.
White Brian, where are you on aliens?
He high-fived one before. Jeff did.
He was high.
But if they visited us, we'd all be dead. So there's no way.
The question is, listen to me. Human beings are asses, okay? And we're very rude. If we had met some aliens, things that are bigger and stronger and can do all kinds of stuff, I'm with White Brian. We would have been wiped out a long damn time ago.
I don't understand why we all assume the aliens could beat us. Why couldn't we beat the aliens?
That's what I'm saying. First of all,
I love to hear y'all say them, ask stupid questions.
I'm asking.
If you see what they show us that's an alien, I want to find out the first dude going to stand up and try to throw some hands with him.
Jeff.
Jeff talks a great game. AB, Jeff ain't finna fight no damn. If an alien walked in 8 feet tall and looked like Godzilla,
fight or flight, dog. I don't know what you talking about. Flight. Bro. If we cornered in this goddamn studio and it's an 8 foot creature fight, bro, I'm doing something to get out of here.
Yeah, you gonna dive out the window and kill yourself.
You can't even break this window.
I would have to tackle, bruh.
Probably give him like a quick pop, 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 and then run. Hopefully he don't trip me up like BD.
I never thought we'd devolve to the space where we're debating, you know, are there aliens
in the United States?
Can we say that anymore?
Yeah, definitely had to dump that one.
I don't know. Maybe it's back. But I think there was a period of time where we weren't saying legal and illegal. I don't know. Left hand up, I don't know.
Well, we got people from another country in this country. And I don't think we got people from... We all think we know. Okay, let me ask you a question. We've experienced and seen everything. Have we gone to another planet and took a picture of something else there?
Mars, I think.
The moon? Did we take a picture of a person there?
The moon's not a planet.
There? Did we take a picture of an alien there?
I don't think so.
Okay, so but we've been everywhere. We've seen all this stuff. We did everything in the world. We don't see nothing, though.
Plot twist. What if they come from the ocean because we haven't discovered a lot of parts of the ocean?
Okay, well.
There's some crazy species in Antarctica.
They got some crazy species down there. Look at octopus. But you know what? We have pictures of those. We've sat down there with them. My question is,
I don't think humans have been to the bottom of the Mariana Trench. Is like
human being might not have been there, but they've sent machines down there.
Have they?
And with scopes and all. But the whole thing about it is, Jay, why they still stand in the ocean? And if they got all these, look, bro, Jeff probably something tasty or not tasty. They could have ate his ass a long time ago.
As much as I be in and on the water, you right about that.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So
I got one last one.
You know, a crocodile might be an alien.
Crocodile feels like more of a dinosaur, but maybe dinosaurs were aliens.
I
don't know.
That's what I think. I think people took dinosaurs and I think they have some strange pictures of those and made that into an alien-like creature.
I think I have a question that will have a more objective answer. Joey asks, what's on your Mount Rushmore of Louisiana foods?
My Mount Rushmore of Louisiana food? Oh, man. Gumbo, etouffee, a muffaletta.
No one asked you, Jeff.
Crawfish, boiled.
You only get four, dude.
I just named four.
But you just were rattling them off. Is that your Mount Rushmore?
That's my Mount Rushmore.
No boudin?
It's not on the Mount Rushmore. I love it, but, you know.
You know what would be on mine?
First of all, hold on. Let me go back. I'm gonna take the muffaletta off. Fried catfish. Bam.
See, you ain't say crabs.
I was wondering if you were going to say the char-grilled oysters.
That's not on the Mount Rushmore.
For me, when I go to New Orleans, I love all of it. When I go to Louisiana, rather, things I love down there that you don't get elsewhere. You can get like char-grilled oysters elsewhere, but they're just not as good.
They're not the same.
I put that on there. And the barbecue shrimp dish.
Yeah. Like they have no barbecue on it.
It's not. It's nothing like it sounds. It's this unique sauce.
It's basically like a.
That's it.
What's the little shrimp thing everybody get when you go places?
Shrimp cocktail.
No. The hot one with the garlicky stuff.
The bam bam shrimp. Pow pow shrimp. What the hell is it called?
No, the garlic one, like buttery in the
scampi.
Yeah. Basically, shrimp barbecue shrimp is damn near shrimp scampi.
But it's
they just got way more spices in it.
And like there is a dark red. Purplish brown sauce.
Not necessarily.
But it's not like a traditional.
When you
barbecue.
Get traditional barbecue sauce, there is no dark red looking like no real barbecue. What if you go somewhere and they tell you they're getting you barbecue shrimp and it tastes like barbecue? It's not the right stuff.
You are listening to B. Mitch and Finley. When we return, Minnesota Vikings preview with
we got Kevin. An alien. Joey is a damn alien.
Kevin Seifert joins us now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.